Hi, look who's back. It's always a pleasure seeing you again. You did read the instruction in the link to start off clothed, right? Well, thank you for playing along. I appreciate it. Now, I know that sometimes you click on an audio for the story or the characters, right? Sometimes it makes a huge difference whether it's a tomboy or a goth or a succubus or even a bully at the gym. And then, of course, the kinks. Are you more of a good boy, nursing handjob kind of guy? Or a dom who likes to shove his fat cock down a subby girl's throat till she gags? Do you fantasize about feet? Or maybe even girl cock? How about MILFs in yoga pants who just can't get enough of the way you smell after a workout? Don't worry, I don't kink shame. I completely get it. Sometimes it's nice to just close your eyes and be transported away. Isn't it? And I bet that if you ask your partner, girlfriend, wife, lover, whatever they are, they would be far more okay with you listening to just audios, wouldn't they? Yeah, that's much better than salivating over some random porn star with impossibly huge tits and a Kim K Brazilian butt lift. You won't get any of, why is he looking at a younger, curvier, sexier version of me? I mean, porn isn't cheating anyway, right? Especially when it's just a voice. You can't have a meaningful connection with a voice. Everybody knows that. You can't touch a voice or lick a voice or smell a voice. It doesn't have a shape or personality or anything you could prefer over your partner. Nobody ever worried that they would be left for someone with a nicer voice than them. That's ridiculous. This is just a bit of fun. A safe way to relax. No obligation. No pressure. Consenting adults. Speaking and listening to filthy words and sounds over the internet. Basically, everybody does it. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing at all. It's free audio porn. Innocent. Respectable, even. And of course, you know it's just a little fantasy. You know that when I tell you I'm coming right up close and licking your ear. You know it's not real. It's just a fun little mind game. When I start kissing your neck and my hand slides on your trembly body to your stirring cock. Getting nice and awake for me already. Can I feel it? Can I rub it? Thank you. Yeah. Did I ever tell you how obsessed I am with bulges? Yeah. Even more so than naked cocks. Yeah. Love them. I don't know. The promise of desire not yet fully revealed. And the idea that maybe, just maybe, your hand just went down to yours. Thank you, hand. Yeah, there is a good chance that if I could somehow teleport beside you, that I would start by planning the softest, wet, teasing kisses on your neck and ears. Waiting to taste your mouth. Waiting until you let out just the right pitch of moan for me. And that my curious hand would slide down your body, resisting the temptation to pinch or leave a little trail of my nails, and instead searching out your hardening cock with my deft fingertips. An agonizingly light touch at first, if you're wearing jeans or thick fabric, then maybe even scratching my nails ever so softly all over your growing cock. Tracing its outline, cooing and smiling at the treat that awaits. Then, more pressure. Forefingers flat, rubbing, rubbing up and down your shaft, ever so slowly, ever so deliberately. Staying away from the head and balls. For now, just getting you rigid. Then, moving my mouth to your wet lips for a kiss. Tongue meeting tongue. My fingers find the head of your beautiful cock and squeeze and rub. Not too hard, just enough to make you press up into me, buck into my hand. Just enough to make me moan into a deep kiss. Is your hand being good for me? Instinctively recreating what I would do to you? Thank you, hand. I would squeeze and stroke and rub and make absolutely sure that the outlines of your cock was imprinted in my sensory memory before we ever came close to getting it out of its clothed purgatory. And I would kiss your bottom lip wetly before moving down your neck, your collarbone. Shiver when I look you right here. That cold? All right. We are going to need to take that shirt off. Go ahead. Oh, wait. Holy shit. Your body is perfect. Come here. What? You thought I was gonna go straight for your nipple right away? I'm gonna tease it a little. See if my wet breath will make it hard. Now your nipple is as hard as your cock. And now I'm gonna move my hands down here so I could explore your paws. You're so hairy. I'm so fucking desperate to see your cock, to smell your cock, to taste it. Do you like when I play with your nipples like this? You like when I flick your nipples with my tongue? What? Is it driving you crazy that my hand is still stroking your shaft? Just barely avoiding your head. You like that, don't you? Don't you? I know. I can tell. Which is why I am going to pull away. Because we don't want a wet spot in your pants now, do we? But that doesn't mean you're getting off easy. Because I am going. Slide my hands down your chest and grab your nipples and just rub them softly together with the right amount of pressure, just the way you need it. I know men usually don't like nipple play, but I can tell you're enjoying it a lot, aren't you? Aren't you? You're so responsive. Now we are at a crossroads. We have to decide. I mean, we really haven't done anything wrong so far, right? Certainly nothing that anyone could describe as cheating or even jerking off, really. I mean, come on. You haven't even got your dick out yet. It's been quite chaste, all things considering. If you could see my smile right now, the glee in my eyes, that would be dangerous. Seeing my desire for you, seeing my happiness. You're lucky it's just a voice, huh? I mean, It's an easy click away if this is getting a bit too in your head. On the other hand, I would really, really, really like to taste your cock. I mean, if you don't have anything better to do right now, 'cause listening to moans and words and wet sounds of some girl you'll never meet isn't considered cheating. It's definitely not cheating. I could be lying when I tell you how soft and flawless my skin is, or how full my lips are, how luxurious my hair feels, or how my breasts would feel pressed against you. As I breathe and lick. Towards your wonderful bulge. Like a magnet drawing me down. Will you take it out for me? Please? Come on, just take your pants off. It's only make-believe. Innocent fantasy. But the bit of me that is actually in the room with you right now really want to see your cock, to smell it, to lick it. There we go. Holy shit. You're fucking perfect. Look at you. You're throbbing. Primed just for me. Made just for me. It smells so good. Your musk, your sweat. It smells like sex. Fuck. You're driving me insane. Can I lick the tip? Please? Please. Thank you. Hold it firm against my tongue and tap it for me. Just slap it on my tongue. Slap it on my tongue. I suck on it now? Please. Come on. Come on, put it in my mouth, put it in my. Try something. Can we try something? I want to take it all the way down to the base of your cock. Do you think you can grab my hair and push my head down? All the way down. I want to take you in. I want to take you in. Please, please, please. Fuck. Fuck. I love having your cock down my throat. It needs to be worshipped. The way you taste, the way you smell. Hold my head down. Hold it down. Fuck, thank you. Thank you. Your cock is so fucking perfect. I can't believe it's not worshipped every single day. I need it. I need that fucking rod of yours filling me and fucking you. Pushing and opening any hole, filling me up. It's made just for me, only for me, no one else, no one else. Only I can worship you, only I can appreciate you properly. No one else will suck you off like this. Waiting and begging for you to come home every night. Just to fill me up. Fill your cum up in my throat. Completely filling up my ass. Are you close? Are you close? Come for me. Come for me. Come on. Paint my throat white. Let me so full of your cum, it spills out of my nose. Cover me, glaze me, fucking drown me in your jizz. Fuck, fuck. Yes, yes, come. Yes, 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 that's it. Come on, come on. Fuck. You're so coming. There's so much fucking cum. Holy shit. Fuck. All for me. None for her. Yes. Thank you. What? You think I'm gonna waste this? You taste fucking phenomenal. Your cum's so fucking thick and creamy. Absolutely chef's kiss. Thank you for that. So, as I was saying earlier, before I somehow got sidetracked by your beautiful cock, it's not cheating when it's just the voice. So just be careful and remember that. As long as you don't let my voice into your head when you're out for a walk together, laying in bed with her, taking a shower with her, or anything like that, just remember that I am just a voice. I am just a voice, and I am only a voice. And I'm awful of cum. Well, thank you for playing along. Bye.